From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The number of Idahoans traveling to Montana to receive abortion care has tripled in the last year. According to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, in 2022, 32 Idahoans traveled to Montana to get an abortion. In 2023, the year our state's almost total abortion ban went into effect, 88 people went to Montana for abortion care. And one Montana advocacy group wants to make sure everyone knows that abortions and contraception are still legal in Montana. So joining us today to talk more about this are Nicole Smith, Executive Director of Montanans for Choice, and Aileen Gleiser, Advisor for Montanans for Choice. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us. Nice to be here.
So, Nicole, let me just begin with this. Can you tell us a bit about your organization? Who are you?
Yeah, Montanans for Choice is a nonprofit advocacy organization. We were founded in 1984, so we are celebrating our 40th year anniversary this year. And we work to advance gender equity, sexual health, and reproductive freedom through different activities such as public education, communications, and policy advocacy.
Nicole, how critical has your mission become since the overturning of the Dobbs decision in June of 2022?
Yeah, we've really seen the role that state-level advocates are playing in the reproductive rights movement right now, knowing that, you know, we're dealing with a patchwork of legal landscape around abortion access after Roe v. Wade was overturned with the Dobbs decision. So these state-level advocacy groups are really stepping up and helping to educate the public on what's at stake here. You know, we're really lucky in Montana that our state constitution protects our legal right to access an abortion in Montana, but certainly, you know, many of the states around us do not have those same protections. Mm-hmm. And so it's really the role of the advocates to continue to educate people, to raise awareness. You know, even in Montana with legal abortion, there's so much misunderstanding, so much confusion. So we're trying to help, you know, alert people that we do still have legal abortion here, as well as reach out to those in our neighboring states and let them know that they're welcome to come to Montana to access that kind of care.
Mm-hmm. Aileen, how much has the conversation changed since the overturning of the Dobbs decision? And what I mean by that is not that people took for granted that that we had access to abortion before the overturning of the Dobbs decision, but it does seem like there has been much more groups coming together, more people coming together, raising their voices since the overturning of Dobbs. Has that been a similar situation for you?
Absolutely. I mean, every year we see the number of people seeking care increase. And what we've seen with the Dobbs decision is the complexity of those cases really increase. So we're seeing more people from out of state, more requirements around travel care, lodging, accommodations, childcare. So the entire kind of network and ecosystem around accessing abortion care has just become so much more complex. So we're dealing with folks traveling in Montana, which is a really large geographic area, people mm-hmm. traveling, you know, 200, 400 miles round trip for abortion care. And we're seeing that expand to neighboring states like Idaho. So just the entire ecosystem, how we partner with advocates, the coordination we do with clinics, and then the complexity that, you know, pregnant patients are facing when accessing essential medical care services is just increasing and increasingly complicated.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, I want to go back to something you mentioned, and that is the fact that within your constitution in Montana, you have abortion access. With that said, I have to admit, I would have assumed abortion access was restricted in Montana because your legislature passed 9 anti-abortion laws during your most recent legislative session. And there seems to be some confusion about what's going on in your state right now. So can you kind of dive into that for us a little bit more?
Yes. So in 1972, Montana held a constitutional convention and rewrote our state constitution. It's one of the most forward-looking and comprehensive documents as far as constitutions go, really in the world. So we have incredible protections around privacy. We have protections around human dignity. We have protections around the right to know what happens with government programs. And, you know, of course, we also have protections for a clean and healthful environment, which has been making national headlines recently. Mm-hmm. So our Constitution outlines really in explicit ways these protections. And the Montana State Supreme Court has been doing their job in applying the laws equally to everyone. They've been upholding and affirming those rights outlined in the Constitution. And so even though in 2023, we saw a supermajority of Republican state legislature, they did pass and the governor signed into law 9 anti-abortion laws. Those laws have been challenged for the most part. Any laws that had an actual impact on access were challenged and are being litigated. And right now, as those lawsuits play out, a district court has determined that all of those laws are unconstitutional, has stopped them from going into effect. And of course, our anti-abortion governor and attorney general are appealing those laws up to the Montana Supreme Court. So we don't have an ultimate decision from the Supreme Court on those most recent anti-abortion laws. However, precedents set by the 1999 Armstrong decision shows that our strong protections of privacy allow us to access healthcare without interference from the government. So we continue to feel hopeful and optimistic that those protections will continue to allow not only legal abortion to continue in Montana, but things like gender affirming care, which have also been under attack.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, how has that, what you just described going on in your legislature with these anti-abortion laws now there, you know, in the court system, what have you heard from just, you know, regular folks in Montana who were trying to figure out what's legal and what's not?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're hearing so much confusion from people. You know, when we talk to the clinic staff who are interacting with patients, almost every single time they interact with an abortion patient, they are scared. They are concerned that they are breaking the law. They are confused about the legal status. You know, they come to the clinics, and that's the folks that actually make it to the clinic. They themselves are concerned and scared and fearful. And, you know, we know that there are a lot of people who are not even making it to the clinic, not even getting to the point of scheduling their appointment because they have the misunderstanding that it is illegal and they're afraid of being persecuted by the law. So, you know, we, with our billboard campaign and our recent digital communications campaign, the main goal of that campaign was just to get the messages out to Montanans and to those in surrounding states that we have legal protections here. It is safe and available to access abortion care in Montana.
So with that said, Nicole, if someone, let's say from Idaho, and as I mentioned in 2023, 88 Idahoans went to Montana to access abortion care. So this is happening. What kind of protections can you give someone from Idaho who needs that care, who chooses to have that care, but of course can't get it in Idaho and they cross the border into Montana?
That's right. You know, the way that that laws work in this country is that every state has the ability to enforce their own state laws. And so and it is legal to travel between states in our country. And, you know, as Idaho has enacted some laws that are trying to make people afraid to cross state borders, it is still legal for them to do so. So it, once they make it within the borders of Montana, we can provide them with medical care that is legal here. And so, you know, of course, the providers and the counselors at Montana's abortion clinics are going to talk through all of that with patients traveling in from out of state, reassure them that, you know, their HIPAA rules and patient privacy protections protect them. You know, we are not sharing medical records with anyone. Their data is safe. Their information is safe. And they're getting care that is legal within these state borders. And then they can travel home and, you know, go back to their lives. And it's unfortunate that they cannot access that care in their own communities, because it just further adds to the difficulties that people are experiencing. And it's unfair and it is inhumane what we're doing to people in this country right now. But, you know, it's the landscape that we're working in this current moment, and Montana providers are doing the best they can to provide people with the peace of mind of knowing that they're getting legal care.
Aileen, Idahoans going to Montana for abortion care is not something new. I mean, even prior to the overturning of the Dobbs decision, there are frankly places in Idaho that have easier access to Montana for medical care, which would include abortions. So what has happened since the overturning of the Dobbs decision? And then with Idaho's near total abortion ban going into effect, how has the landscape changed with seeing more people, maybe not just from Idaho, but I would maybe think other neighboring states trying to access care in Montana?
That's right. The number of people traveling to and accessing care in Montana has more than tripled since the Dobbs decision. So we're seeing folks from Idaho and from neighboring states come here to access care. I'm also on the board of the Montana Abortion Access Fund, which is a nonprofit that provides funding to support people accessing care, so provides financial support. And we're really seeing the increased cost of that travel and just the logistics and challenges in people's lives to access this care. So the complexity of those cases is going up. And as Nicole mentioned, this state-by-state patchwork leads to misinformation. It's causing confusion. And it really leaves patients fearful of what is, you know, essential health care. We saw in the Dobbs decision across states in the U.S. that appointments were canceled. And we hear from patients that they're fearful of even retroactive, of something happening, you know, retroactively after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So this misinformation, and I would say even the passage of these laws that we're seeing at the state legislative level are really intended to fuel that misinformation and to fuel that fear. That's very much part of the playbook. So even though these laws are being litigated, they're being enjoined, they're not enforceable, that misinformation is spilling over and causing confusion and causing real fear and preventing people from accessing necessary care.
Well, with that said, Nicole, I want to go back to something you mentioned, and this is your billboard campaign. Can you talk a little bit about that and what it looks like, why your organization decided to really do this big blitz like this?
Yeah, we were really excited for the chance to get our messages in front of a lot of Montanans across the state. So, you know, we know that there is this misunderstanding and confusion, and we wanted to help break through that noise. So that's why we wanted to do the billboards, because they have such, you know, high visibility in, you know, reaching a lot of different people who, you know, might not follow us on social media or other, you know, ways that are a little bit more targeted. So, and we also really wanted to get billboards into rural communities. You know, we are seeing this public support for abortion access throughout pregnancy without restriction. You know, people do not want government interfering in their ability to access healthcare when they need it. And so we know that the people are with us. We know that the messages that we are disseminating through this campaign are resonating with people across political identities. You know, people from all walks of life need abortion care and get abortion care throughout their lives. And this is about our families. This is about our communities. This is about our ability to decide what happens to our own bodies. And that resonates with everyone. So, you know, we hired a local Montana artist, Anna Thane, who developed some beautiful images, really trying to be representative of the, you know, many different types of people that live in Montana and that, you know, that live in our communities here. And we wanted people to feel seen. We wanted them to see their values reflected in these billboards. We wanted them to see themselves and their communities reflected. And, you know, we're really promoting a values-based message that our freedom is precious and it is not something to be taken for granted. And reproductive freedom is a part of our overall freedom, and it's worth fighting for, and it's worth taking a stand. And we're, you know, we've had enough of these attacks, and we're not going to stand for it.
You know, one of the things, Nicole, that stood out to me when I was looking at your billboard campaign is this idea that how reproductive freedom it should be a part of humanity, right? And what I found interesting about that is that I think Montana and Idaho have incredible similarities when it comes to this Western kind of independent spirit that I think if you're not from this area, you don't fully understand and appreciate. So with that said, you know, using that wording of reproductive freedom, how deliberate was that to really make sure the messaging kind of really incorporated, I think, the spirit of the West? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm a fifth generation Montana kid. So I grew up here, you know, and growing up in Montana, I remember my grandparents saying, live and let live. You know, we have a libertarian spirit in Montana and Idaho and the Dakotas that really is a shared value. And it's part of our way of life and how we grow up here. It's also part of the idea that we take care of our neighbors. And, you know, that we live in community with one another. You know, we often live in very rural places. And if we don't take care of each other, then who else will, you know? So we know that freedom is the Montana value. It's a value of the West. It is a part of our, you know, our spirit of growing up in wide open spaces. And we were very deliberate in how we framed the messages of this campaign, because we wanted, again, people to feel seen, to feel like their values were reflected in these messages and that they could identify with. Yeah, you know, my ability to decide what happens with my own body is part of my human dignity. You know, if I can't decide what happens to myself, to my family, if I want to have children or not, you know, then we are not free. And, you know, and again, like that is a value that unites us all. And I think that is why we're seeing people, you know, really all across the country uniting and saying that we will not stand for these sorts of regulations and limitations on our right to control what happens with our own body and our bodily autonomy.
Aileen, can you talk to us a little bit about how the abortion rights movement for years has really kind of operated in a silo, and how, you know, you, as Nicole mentioned earlier in our chat, you have expanded your mission and your organization to look at, you know, sexual health, gender equity, right? To expand really all of our access to care in whatever form that looks like. So how then has, you know, expanding this movement helped to move access to abortion care to make that more accessible?
Absolutely. I mean, abortion care is embedded in pregnancy. It has deep connections to, as Nicole said, economic opportunity, to educational access, to maternal health, to our whole health. So the connections to gender equity, to reproductive health, are so central. If you can't control your reproductive freedom, if you can't control your body, it has a ripple effect on every other decision in your life, and it has ripple effects on your family and your community. So that tenet of reproductive freedom is so central. And I think uniting it with these interconnected and bigger issues is so central, because abortion really suffers from stigma and this misinformation. And so what's really important with the billboard campaign has been to increase that awareness and to showcase that abortion is exceedingly common. It's part of essential healthcare. We know that one in four people who can get pregnant will have an abortion. And so to showcase that abortion is available, it's legal, it's part of healthcare, is a really important part of our work.
And with that said, one of the things that we have definitely been seeing since the overturning of Dobbs, but I would argue we've seen this in states where there wasn't a lot of abortion access before the overturning of Dobbs, is that this has made it even more difficult for, you know, women of lower economic status, people of color, having, you know, less access, even less access than they had before. So Aileen, how does your organization try to combat that issue as well?
Absolutely. Abortion bans stigmatize and harm people who need care the most. It's communities of colors, it's low-income families, it's young people. So expanding the message that abortion is available statewide, and part of the billboard campaign is expanding that reach. So not just working in our individual silos, but having a statewide billboard campaign, having radio ads across Montana and neighboring states, doing digital ad campaigns to really reach as many people as we can across different demographics to showcase that this work is so important. Abortion care touches everyone's lives. Reproductive health is so important to how each of us live. And so we want to see an eradication of all bans. You know, abortion bans are stigmatizing. They hurt people, and they hurt people who need the care the most. So that's a particular, you know, exacerbation of this injustice and this perpetuation of poverty and health disparities that we see. And so abortion is really a key part of that ripple effect.
Nicole, have you put any of your billboards in other states, or are they just specifically in Montana?
So right now, phase one, the first 10 billboards were just in Montana, but we do have big ideas and dreams to start expanding and partnering with organizations in other states. You know, we believe in collaboration, and we certainly wouldn't want to come into another state without some state partners. And we would want to co-brand those billboards. So, you know, we would love to co-brand with the abortion funds that are working in our neighboring states, clinics and abortion providers in those other states, and other advocacy groups that might want to help spread the word, but also, you know, of course, uplift the work that each of the state-based groups are doing. You know, we are stronger together, and we are all about uplifting the work of, you know, of lots of organizations at the same time. Because again, we have been siloed, and we, you know, we have been operating in a resource scarce environment, and we have to start, you know, diverting resources to each other and sharing resources and really uplifting the work that all of us are doing so that we can build collective power and really start to make some impacts and change that we need to see all across this region.
And Nicole, before I let you go, what is your message for folks here in Idaho right now?
For folks in Idaho, you know, number one, for the moment, we want them to know, please come to Montana and get care. We're here. We have resources available to help you, and you are welcome here. And also, we want to partner with them and help, you know, help movement building efforts in Idaho. You know, there's obviously a lot of work to be done in Idaho to regain back the rights that are entitled to Idahoans. And, you know, if we can help bolster those efforts, share what we're learning and how we're doing movement building work in Montana, you know, we're here. We want to partner. We want to collaborate. And yeah, let's do this work together. There's a lot of work to be done.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk to us today about this important issue. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Nicole Smith, Executive Director of Montanans for Choice, and Eileen Glazer, Advisor for Montanans for Choice, discussing how their organization is making access to abortion care available for Montanans, but also for people in neighboring states. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.